Just feel that beat singing. This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Tuesday.
NS Club 7's Joe O'Meara has thanked people for their love and kindness following the death of bandmate Paul Cattermole last week. Joe, who's from Romford, says she's shocked and heartbroken at his tragic passing. Paul was found dead on Thursday at his home in Dorset.
What a sad story that is. When I think when everyone heard that story, we grew up listening to S Club, and obviously you would have known Paul really well, Scott.
Yeah, no, it was difficult because obviously I spoke to... So Richie from Five phoned me and said, oh my God, have you seen the news? And I spoke to him about it. Then I instantly phoned Brad, who I'm a good friend of, and just said, Bradley from S Club, and just so shocked. So obviously I won't say what that how that conversation went, because that's a private conversation, but it's just such a rubbish situation, and I'm so sad about it. But I just wanted to address one thing, and that was that I literally couldn't find the words to write, because he was a friend, and I didn't want to jump on the bandwagon and just write something for the sake of it, and what a lot of people do,
yeah,
like, you know, I couldn't find the words to write about it, so I didn't write anything for a long time. Then I put out a message that someone else had wrote for me, which I thought was really lovely, but I'd left the bit at the top that basically said, put this up. And then, you know, I got quite a lot of messages which I haven't read, but I deleted it because for me I was devastated about that. Not as devastated about the fact that Paul's no longer with us, but so then I wrote an actual message that was from me, which I'd struggled to find the words previously to that. But yeah, it's just one thing I will say: he's such a lovely, lovely man, and really happy to know him. And obviously, it's not been announced what's happened, and I just think a lot of people can be quite mean on the internet, and if something's happened like that, I would be really upset. And I think people need to look long and hard at themselves
100%.
When they write nasty things about people.
100%. Yeah. Okay, let's get your sports headlines now.
Manchester City go into this evening's first leg of their Champions League quarter-final at home to Bayern Munich in good form. The hosts have won their last 8 games in all competitions, and defender Ruben Dias says they're focused on success after near misses in recent years.
I think the anger is the same as always. It's a special competition, as you all know, and especially for us, we really want to be in it, and we want to see it through. It will be a very difficult match, but in a way, it's what this competition is all about. Big games and just going through and beating the...
Well, after a bright and sunny start to the afternoon, it's now going to turn cloudy with a few isolated showers. Temperatures on your big drive home, however, reaching 13 degrees. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
You pointed at me. I thought he'd finished talking.
I did. It was my fault. Yeah, but I pointed at the wrong bit.
You pointed early, didn't you, Stevie?
I'm not listening. I'm just pressing buttons in here. I press.
That was my one, but
How was your long weekend? Oh, you were on the radio. I kept hearing you were on the radio.
Yeah, I mean, I was on the radio in the morning, and then in the afternoon, done nothing. I done each day. I didn't have a shower until the night time.
I walked in a little while ago, and I said to everyone, you know, like, everyone have a good weekend? You know, I got a little bit of response from here and there. I said to Stevie, get up to much? And he went, I read the news and done nothing. Nothing.
I watched weird documentaries on YouTube, but it was wonderful. I was by myself. I could have went to the pub or whatever, but no, I just decided to lay around in my own mess. It was wonderful.
Living the dream. Yeah. Eating chocolate eggs in your pants, watching documentaries. Love that.
Essex. Are you ready for Friday payday? £1,000. Friday payday is coming. Now, the big drive home with Chris and Scott on Radio Essex.
How you doing, Essex? Right, Tuesday. Welcome back from the bank holiday weekend. It's Chris and Scott until 6 tonight with Ed Sheeran, Eyes Closed.
Essex.
It's Radio Essex, Eliza Rose, BOTA. It's Chris and Scott, 12 minutes after 3. Hello, Essex. Hope your weekend was good. 4-day weekend. plenty more of them coming up as well in May. It's like a bank holiday nearly every Monday in May.
Yeah, there is, yeah.
It's all going off. How was your bank holiday weekend? Let us know. As always, the text 81400, put the word Essex at the front of your message. Grab us on the app as well. Especially if you did something different. I mean, we've talked to Stevie off of news. His weekend basically involved sitting in underpants, reading the news on the radio and eating chocolate eggs.
Yeah,
pretty much four days off. I was Friday, went to watch Watford.
Then you popped back.
I was trying to say play football, but...
Then you popped back and done the radio show, didn't you?
The live Friday.
Yeah.
Same time as the Watford game.
Yeah, it was exactly
the same time. The Watford game was horrendous. And then, so...
Didn't think we'd talk about it.
No, I'm not talking about it now. And then went home and had a wedding to go to on Sunday, which was much nicer than the Watford game.
How good was that? Was
really, it good? Really good. Up in Braintree, and it was a really nice venue. And I can't remember what it was called. Gosfield Hall. It was a beautiful venue. So it was up there, wedding on Sunday, back on Monday, and then sort of, just chilled yesterday. Didn't do a lot yesterday.
Apart from the radio show that you done, Big Drive Home.
Oh, yeah.
With me.
And watched the Watford game again at the same time.
Yeah, I listened to our show, actually, on the way home. So I was coming back from Ireland, and it's quite funny because
you were gigging, weren't you, this week?
Yeah. Lots of planes. Even though I only went to Ireland, I couldn't get a direct flight. So with the amount of waiting around that you have at the airport, and then you get off the plane, I got off the plane in Dublin, then I had like 3 hours to wait, then I got on another plane, and then I could have flown to America, could have flown to New York, could have flown to Dubai twice, I think.
How far was your gig from Dublin then?
It would have taken 4.5 hours in a car.
Oh, right, okay.
But it took me. They said, oh, yeah, it'd be better for you. But you say that. So I got off the plane at 10 o'clock in the morning, and then I took off at something like 1 in the afternoon. I could have been in the car.
Yeah.
So you're only in the air because I went to a place called Donegal, which is nowhere near Dublin, and I flew to Dublin. So when I got to the airport on Monday morning, I got there at 5:30 in the morning. My flight was delayed until 9:30. And then I got to Dublin at about 10:15. And then my flight was delayed again. So I got on the plane at about 1:30. I didn't get home. So when I got in the car to come home, it was 3:00 and the Big Drive Home was starting. And I put it on. And you know what? Those guys were funny.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, it was good. I heard the show yesterday. I heard a little bit of the show yesterday. I was watching.
I heard most of it.
Watford game as well. Tom, how about you? Producer Tom in the building already did nothing.
Didn't do anything.
You worked so hard during the week, I think, that when you're not with us, you just switch off, I'd imagine.
Pretty much, yeah.
It's probably the best way to do that.
I think so.
Yeah. Right, Lizzo and SZA special, whilst you let us know about what you got up to over the weekend. Radio Essex, Lizzo, SZA and special. Hi to Jason, who's living in Essex. He's been here 2 years, comes from Wrexham. He said, guess what I was doing over the weekend? I'd imagine you were shouting really loudly, screaming, then shouting again, then screaming again. What a game that was, the Wrexham game.
Amazing.
Against Notts County, which was exactly the same time as the Watford game that I was watching, and I was having to flick between the two games.
I'm so invested in the Wrexham story, obviously,
yeah,
because it's been on the TV
the
and
Netflix
stuff like that.
Thing, yeah.
And I think it's on Disney.
They've been awarded the Freedom of Wrexham now.
It's incredible.
Rob McElhenney and Ryan Reynolds got the Freedom of Wrexham. They was given to them just hours before that game that was on the telly. So literally hours before it, at the race course, they attended a ceremony at the city's Guild Hall on Monday. And then they have we got a clip of that?
We've got a clip of...
Where's that?
It's so good. For people that don't actually know what we're talking about, so Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney have taken over Wrexham and have done a documentary which is on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Which is absolutely incredible if you haven't seen it. It's so good. And they weren't actually like massive football fans until this moment.
American football fans.
Yeah. But now they've got so invested in it for obvious reasons, money and passion.
I think they came into it because Netflix, they probably went to Netflix, got a great idea for a documentary.
Disney Plus.
Yes. We'll take over a football club. Anyone in England will do. Somebody said Wrexham. They went, yeah, Wrexham,
yeah,
whatever.
Then, yeah.
And now they're fully invested.
Yeah, fully.
A bit like you and radio.
Yeah, definitely. I bought my own headphones.
This is Ben Foster's take. Ben Foster is the new goalkeeper for Wrexham. Ironically, come from Watford. So he went there and he saved the penalty that gave Wrexham the win. This was him after the game.
Stops for Notts County. Saved by Foster.
I mean, it was incredible because that was the 94th minute or something.
97th minute.
Incredible. Yeah, if you haven't seen it, it's on Disney. And just check the... You've got to go back to the...
Don't start watching
it now. Go back to the beginning. And it's an incredible story. And I know they're filming the second season now.
Right now, yeah.
Which will be an incredible story if all goes to plan.
It looks likely, doesn't it?
Oh, definitely after that game yesterday. So we live and learn. But thank you, Jason, for your text and what you're up to at the weekend. Right, 20 past three, big drive home. It's Chris and Scott for a Tuesday. It's Radio Essex, Jonas Blue, Fast Car. Afternoon Essex, Tuesday on the big drive home. Thank you very much for all your text. We haven't done this for a while, so let's just check out how big the map is getting.
Essex is the biggest county around the
world. We know the big place names in Essex, the Colchesters, the Chelmsfords, the Southends.
Raleigh's.
The Wickfords, yeah. The Pitseys, the Basildons. We know all the big areas.
We know
the big areas. There are some other areas in Essex that you might not be aware of. Perth, Australia.
Yeah.
Wisconsin in America, Essex. And a few more. Angie said she's in Wisconsin in Essex. She actually puts that on her text now. Angie, Wisconsin in brackets, Essex.
Yes.
Just so we know, because she's part of the biggest county in the world. She says, I love the Essex County Worldwide Map. Thank you guys for connecting listeners across the globe. It's like we're all one big crazy family. We are.
Yeah, crazy
human
family,
being family.
Is the right thing. We're not just family, crazy family.
Yeah,
I think.
Sarah says, Essex. I'm an Essex girl. I live in, I'm going to say, Dunedin in Florida. Is that say Dunedin or Dunedin?
Never, ever seen that word. Dunedin.
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 Dunedin. Why have you...
I'm going to go with Dunedin so we can say she's tuned in from Dugin.
Yeah, you go that. Florida.
Florida is now part of Essex. If we can add that to the map, please, producer Tom. Hi, guys. Actually listening to you from Germany right now. I love Radio Essex, says Katia.
Brilliant.
Thank you very much. Adding Germany into the big map of Essex. Deb says, messaging my dad last night. He's in Sudbury, which is definitely in Suffolk in Essex. Can you please add this to your map of Essex, please? So we've got Sudbury in there. We're adding Germany in there. Parts of Florida going in there. I'll just put the whole of Florida in there. Be easier.
Yeah.
And Wisconsin already in there as well. And if you're listening to us right now and you're not in the original sort of Essex area,
and you're in the part of the new Essex.
You're in Greater Essex.
Yes.
Then let us know which part of Greater Essex you are around the world right now. 81400 on the text. If you're in the UK, you can use that. If you're not, you can probably use the apps. Probably the easiest way to do it, which you can download wherever you get your apps from by searching Radio Essex. We'll do some more of those in a second. Katie Baser, new tune is called Pretty Boys. Tom Grennan and All These Nights, big drive home. It's Radio Essex. Hope you're doing okay. Chris and Scott here till 6. Thank you so much for having us on. Hello to Sue, part of the Essex is the greatest and biggest county in the world. She's just moved from Essex to Greater Essex, to Sudbury. Still listening. You cut out in a few places as well. You still get us an FM there. Wow. Could you get a radio signal boosted, please, as you're killing my phone battery every day. Thanks, Sue. Don't think we're allowed to boost into Greater Essex, are we?
I think you can only use the app in Greater Essex. That's the only, you know, call it a
drawback.
Yeah.
It's a drawback. You know, there are benefits living in Florida.
Yeah.
In Dunedin, did we go with?
Hi, boys. Linda from Raleigh. It's Dunedin.
Dunedin.
One in Scotland as well, I think, somewhere like that.
Oh, there you go. Thanks, Linda. Dunedin. So that's now part of the Greater Essex. But all the beautiful things in Florida... But you have to listen on the app.
Yeah, I like listening on the app. It's good.
Sue's doing that. And Caroline, hello to you listening in Panama, which we are going to add to the Essex map. How's the Essex map coming along and how can we see it, producer Tom?
If you go to radioessex.com, go to the Chris and Scott tab, and then click on Essex is the biggest county in the world.
I've got an even easier way.
Go on.
Because it's on the app as well.
Is it?
Yeah, because I know this because...
Do you not know that?
I was...
How is Scott knowing more about the IT of the radio station than you?
I'll tell you why. Well, because as a listener of Radio Essex, as well as a presenter, as a listener, I was listening to... I was listening to ourselves. I was listening to the Chris and Scott Big Drive Home on Monday.
Yeah.
And it's on there. It literally, as I was listening to it, I was like, oh my God, I've got the map up on the app. So you can actually, you can go to the website, but you can also go on the app and you can find the map on there as well.
And we've put everybody that's listening outside of local Essex and listening in Greater Essex, we've attached that part of the world to the Essex map.
Yeah, so the only way you're going to get on that map is if you let us know. So, and then we'll add you to the map, like Tom's just about to add Panama and Sudbury.
Sudbury. Yeah. All right, cool. Get it done on the app. Just tell us where you are and we can make Essex bigger. It's Radio Essex. Rain Radio, DJ Craig Gorman and Talk About. Thank you very much for having us on. It's Chris and Scott on the Big Drive Home for Tuesday. And a woman, we talked about this story. I reckon about 3 or 4 months ago. So the woman who married a ghost.
Yes.
Yeah.
You've got an update.
Yeah.
No, you haven't.
Yeah, they're in marriage counselling.
Oh, right. Explain that to me.
So the woman who married a ghost last year has sought marriage counselling through a medium. Because...
Sorry.
Marriage counselling is not funny.
I shouldn't laugh. No.
No.
I shouldn't laugh.
No. Serious. So she's... There's been an issue with the relationship with her and a ghost.
Is it because he's not doing the washing up and that?
He's not doing it. The plate's just slipping through his hands. He's dropping everything.
Can you do the hoovering? Oh, God.
He sought marriage counselling through a medium and is now considering, because to get him out of the house, it's an exorcism.
Obviously.
Can't just say, get out of my house. You've got to get,
pack your own bags. Can't.
So she's now considering having the house, an exorcism in the house to get rid of her husband / ghost because her phantom hobby is making her life living hell.
No.
Yeah.
How, Chris?
Properly kicking off. So last year around Halloween, we spoke about this woman who married.
Halloween.
It was Halloween.
Yeah.
Do you remember the ghost's name?
No.
Eduardo.
Eduardo, sorry, I do now.
Eduardo,
yes.
The ghost, who is obviously a Victorian soldier.
Obviously.
Called Eduardo. They got married in 2022, Halloween, and then went on a honeymoon.
Went on a honeymoon to
Barry Island in Wales.
That's where.
Off of Gavin and Stacey.
Yeah, that's where you'd go.
Obviously. So, she's a singer who married... Some people go, because she's a singer, this is just one big PR story. That's what some people are saying.
Some people have said that.
She married the ghost Eduardo on Halloween. She now wants out. The singer says she married her ghost husband Eduardo 5 months ago after meeting him, but now he's stalking her.
No, he's not.
He is.
Eduardo.
Stalking her. She says she no longer wants to be married to her spirit spouse, and... He's just not willing to go. He's not willing to let her go. She claims
putting his foot down,
kind of, but it's not. It's going straight through the floor because it's
what
not.
A nightmare.
No dexterity. she claims to be considering using an exorcist to get rid of him for good. And speaking about it, she told her friends. She's still got a couple of those. She told her friends that the breakup with Eduardo. She said, I'm at the end of my tether. I don't want to admit defeat. But it feels like being married to a ghost doesn't work. That's what she's saying.
She's saying,
I don't want to admit defeat.
She's had like a realisation.
Yeah, she said it just seems like...
Mental.
Being
married
to a ghost doesn't work.
No, I would have thought it had its flaws. I mean, you know, I could name a few.
I want to think more about the honeymoon.
Honeymoon didn't go well because, do you know what?
He forgot his passport.
Well, passport was a nightmare. But, you know... She fell at the front door of the apartment because he was lifting her up.
Oh, she thought he was going to carry it.
Yeah. She fell flat on her face. That was bad. And then, you know, let's call it cuddle time. She wanted a bit of cuddle time in Barry Island. Who doesn't want a bit of cuddle
Absolutely.
Time?
Absolutely.
And
when you're in Barry, you want a bit of cuddle time.
You want a bit of cuddle time with Eduardo.
Yeah.
But apparently he didn't deliver because he's
She didn't feel the warmth.
Didn't feel the warmth. No.
Didn't feel anything. Anyway, good story. Glad, sad for her. I hope the marriage counselling works.
I do.
It's 5 to 4.
I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
Thank you, Stevie Shillinglaw. I feel up to date.
Thanks.
Ready to move on.
Essex. Are you ready for Friday payday? Crazy about my money. £1,000 Friday payday is coming. This is Radio Essex, a hit music station.
We play the hits. We play the hits.
Now, the big drive home with Chris and Scott.
Right, let's continue then. Tuesday afternoon on a 4-day week. Ven being got up messy in heaven coming up after Miley Cyrus's Flowers.
Turn it up. Sing it loud. Loud. Radio Essex.
Radio Essex, Vemby and Goddard and Messi in Heaven, 4:10.
God, I know, you know, this won't affect loads of people, but it affected what? Me. Well, what? I just went out to the kitchen.
Yeah.
And, I don't know.
You're looking in a bit of a state. You're a bit of shock.
Well.
What have you seen?
We were very, very low on D-bags.
What?
No, I know. I'm just saying. And I can
how
see,
low?
I can see your faces.
How
me.
Low?
Right, there were about... There were about 12 tea bags left. I was like, what's going to happen? So I called a little...
You take the 12 and hide them in your drawer first. That's the first thing you do.
Well, I put them under the cupboard.
Yeah.
But then I said to Jack, because I think he's head of tea bags.
Yeah.
I think.
That would make sense.
Jack head of tea bags?
Yeah, it makes sense.
It does actually make loads of sense. And I said, Jack! Like, called him in, like there's a fire.
Yeah.
And he come like hurtling in because he thought there was something bad. And I said, we are dangerously low on tea bags. Check the cupboard. Stand down. There's a whole massive packet.
We got a massive, I can see it. It looks like the size of my pillow, full of tea bags, Yorkshire tea bags.
Yeah. Then I checked proper the coffee because I'm not just selfish. I checked. We've got more coffee as well. And then I noticed in the cupboard, I went in the storeroom. I've never been in there. It's really nice.
You've never been in the storeroom?
No. Anyway, went in there, have a little goosey gander.
Yeah.
And they've got some Tetley tea.
Yeah, but because what happened is when you first joined,
yeah,
everyone here drank Tetley tea.
Yeah.
So when you kicked off and had a little
kicked,
bit...
Don't call it kicked off.
A little bit of a boy band strop about the tea that was being drunk.
Just
They then bought in Yorkshire tea bags to please you, basically. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not talking out of turn. That's what happened.
No, that is exactly what happened.
And what that meant is we still had a load of Tetley tea bags that had been previously bought before... This is pre-boy band.
Yeah.
And they now sit in a cupboard crying.
Well, you know what I've done?
Chucked them in the bin?
No, because that would be really bad.
It'd be wasteful. Yeah.
I've hidden those.
Because that's less bad.
I've hidden.
Are they emergency tea bags?
You'd have to chop my legs off.
Radio Essex on the big drive home. Sam Smith, Calvin Harrison. I'm not here to make friends. Hello to Barry. Barry is in Leeds, part of the Essex is the greatest county in the world. Every time we mention it, it's the problem with doing the with the whole feature.
Essex is the biggest county. Around the
because, of course, when you do it, then people text and say, oh, I'm listening in wherever they're listening from. So it's almost like a never-ending feature.
It is. But you know what? I like it because now we can add Leeds to Essex, which is brilliant.
Hi, I'm Barry. I'm from Leeds. It's Barry Hawkins. Very simple text.
Yeah.
Not over information, hi. Not oversharing, not too much information.
He hasn't even wrote, hi, I am. He's wrote,
hi, I'm Barry from Leeds. Leeds. That's it.
Which
that's
is all,
that's
how they talk
all
up
the
there.
Information.
They go, I'm Barry from Leeds. That's how he said it. Hi, I'm Barry from Leeds.
Rob McGee is in Cranbrook in British Columbia. And he says, hello, Basil and people. Miss you all. So he's obviously from Basil. Miss you all. Snow has stopped. Summer is coming. Picture of a road covered in snow. Blue sky above.
Looks beautiful.
It does look amazing, actually. It looks similar to the 127 as you go past the Nevender turnoff towards Basildon. As you probably know from when you live there, Rob. Very similar road, that.
What?
But with extra pine trees and a beautiful landscape.
Yeah, and no potholes.
And no potholes.
It look.
What? What is... I'm not, and I don't want to spend the show talking about potholes.
Oh, I do.
What on earth is actually going on in Essex right now.
No,
it's crazy.
No, no.
Already gone through, what have I gone through? Two tyres, one alloy.
Yeah, it's
cracked an alloy.
It's not, right, do you know what, right? If you are from Essex, you'll know the roads here are atrocious. Now, Whitmore Way, you'll know Whitmore Way. It's in Pitsy. It's atrocious. The Broad Main.
I think you can list pretty much any road.
Like, but, and I say this, you have to dodge that much that you look like you're under the influence of alcohol. Yeah. That you're going round and that
and
much.
And it's dangerous. I came home from Braintree on Sunday after the wedding. And just before the 1:30, a lot of the roads where you go past around Chelmsford and you come in through that way to get back onto
Great
1:30.
Great Baddow type round
there's
there.
Just, I mean, they're like craters. They're not potholes, they're craters. And they're on the Waze map now. When you've got Waze on your navigation, it says pothole ahead. And it says, is it still there? And you go, and you hit it. And you go, yeah, it's still there. My wheel's behind me.
The worst one, and I am going to mention it, because if you're on that road now, you'll appreciate it. If you're going down Bread and Cheese Hill towards Benfleet, watch out. Right by the Bread and Cheese pub.
It's crazy.
There is the worst. It's, I think it's a hole in, like, to Australia. It's that big.
I was watching, somebody said something on Facebook at the weekend. I was reading it. It said, I went out for a drink on Friday night and come home and I realised... And I've realised that they've turned the street lights off again. So the street lights are now going off at midnight. They had put them back on. This is in Wickford. They had put them back on.
Yeah.
So they were on all night because the crime went up. So now they've turned the street. So now he said, I was coming home and noticed the street lights are off, the potholes in the road. And he's like, what am I paying tax for?
No, exactly.
Literally, the roads are disgusting. Somebody said you can actually get your money back. But it has to be a pothole that they've noticed. If it's got a red circle around it, where they've sprayed a red circle to go, we're aware this is here, and one day we'll have a look at fit.
Yeah, no, I haven't done it.
If Rod Stewart doesn't do it, we'll do it. Yeah, that's what they say.
I've got one that should be going through. Like I've cracked my alloy, and I'm gonna send it off because I just can't believe that they're getting away with it.
Yeah, it's crazy. But anyway. Pothole, big drive home. It's a drive show, though, isn't it? It's about cars and stuff. That's what we're here for. Right, 20 past four. It's Chris and Scott. We're here till six tonight. Coil Array players coming up. And that brilliant tune that Flo have done, reworking Missy Elliott's work. It's called Fly Girl. I'll get it on for you next.
This is...
Harry Styles, Watermelon Sugar.
Hi.
It's Chris and Scott. It's the big drive home for Tuesday. Hello to DJ Ryan. He says, I drove down Whitmore Way earlier, fell down a pothole. I'm now in Australia.
G'day, mate.
So that's a good gag. Right, 4:31. There's a woman. This I know now the reason why this happened. She obviously lives in Essex. There's a woman who won £100,000 worth of Porsche 911.
Right.
And she's going to stick with a Vauxhall Corsa. Because she lives around here, probably.
Oh,
I'm not driving that on the roads in Essex.
It will break.
I'm going to stick to my Corsa. She won a red supercar in the Amaze £1 million house draw that you see on the telly. Initially, she said, this is too good to be true. Didn't even share the good news with her other half. I hope he knows now. However, she then decided to check again and realised she'd actually won a Porsche 911 Carrera 4 Coupe, the beautiful one.
What a car.
180 miles per hour sports car. 50 on the 127, though.
Yeah.
But 180 in places
nowhere
that don't exist.
Nowhere, yeah.
Racetracks. She's got no immediate plans to part with her old Vauxhall Corsa, which is worth 10 grand. She's from Scotland. She said, I just come into work, saw an email from them saying I'd won something. You know when you get that? I get that when the postcode lottery goes, good news, you've won a prize. And I'm like, well, it's not the big one, otherwise somebody will be knocking at my door. Jeff Brazier will be outside.
Or Five will be there doing a performance.
Or Five, because you do performances at some of them. So when they send you an email, go, good news, and you open it, and it's either something they've done for charity, which is amazing. It's not quite the good news I was after.
No.
And it might be that you've won... They say you've won £10, but that's actually cost £10, so you just got your money back.
Got your money back, yeah.
But she got one of those emails saying, oh, good news. And she's like, oh, she opened up. She's won a Porsche 911.
I mean, that's incredible, but she's not going to drive it.
Recently started working as a training officer for a home care company through a local council, and she says, as much as my husband would love to keep the car, the money we'll get from selling it is life-changing. So is the car.
Oh, you mean no, but I can see. So if you're driving around in a Porsche
yeah,
and you know, there's other things like home improvements that you could do with the money. Kind of see, because if you've got a Porsche and you can't afford to put petrol in it,
yeah.
You're doing something wrong.
100 grand's worth of car. Her Vauxhall Corsa is worth 10 grand. It's quite a good Vauxhall Corsa.
I didn't want to say. I was going to.
That's a decent Vauxhall Corsa.
I was going to say that's top of the range.
It's a VXR. It's a VXR. A Vauxhall Corsa VXR. Can we Google that, Tom? You might know. A Vauxhall Corsa VXR worth 10 grand.
That's high got performance and speed.
Well, then it's begging out for a Porsche. Keep the Porsche.
Yeah, take the Porsche. You could sell 10 grand for the Corsa. Give me 9. Anyway, if you want a 911, there's one for sale in Scotland. Coil Array, it's Players. Boop.
Yeah. You on the radio doing that?
Yeah. Oh, little beatbox.
I heard it through my headphones. I was like, oh, he's on the radio.
It's Coil Array, Players, 4:36, big drive home. Tuesday, and the sun is coming back.
Oh, I'm excited.
Because this morning was gorgeous.
It was.
I was like, this is a beautiful start today. But then my Apple phone kept telling me, yeah, it's going to rain late. It's going to rain. It did rain. It's raining nastily. When you get to Saturday, though, in fact, Thursday this week is really good. Is tomorrow a bit iffy? I've actually got the actual weather in front of me. Why am I asking myself? I'm the weather man. Generally dry and chilly tonight, down to 4 degrees. Got some strong winds tomorrow. Some isolated showers. Still quite a lot of sunshine around tomorrow, especially around Southend area by the coasts. Up to 11. Thursday is gorgeous.
Yeah, 13 or more, yeah.
Friday looking okay. Bit of a mixed one on Friday. Then from Saturday onwards, bosh.
Yeah, no.
Summer turns up.
I've turned the hot tub off for a while. It's been off for a month. I'm quite excited. I'm gonna clean it all out.
Is there a ceremony? I mean, are people come round? Is it the switch on party? Maybe you could get 5 to come and switch it on.
No, they're too expensive.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. It's only 3 of them. I am going to. No, there won't be. I'll get in it. So I'll do it tomorrow, Wednesday,
yeah.
And then it will heat up overnight, Thursday.
Takes a while, doesn't it?
16 hours, Chris.
Yeah, like a big kettle.
Like a big kettle.
And then, yeah, sun's coming back Saturday, next week up to 18, 19 degrees. That's T-shirt, that's proper.
No, that is, let me tell you.
That's warm, isn't
that's
it?
That's shorts, that's warm, yeah.
Is 18 degrees shorts?
Yes, it is.
I don't know if it is.
Yes, no, it is.
No,
is it?
It's not yet.
Excuse me, 14 the other day. I had shorts on.
Were you not doing what everyone does, going, oh, it's nice, but it's still a little bit cold?
No.
Still a bit of a chill.
I'll tell you why I had shorts on, because I was cleaning the garden.
Yeah.
So I was out there, and I know it's because I was active doing stuff. I wasn't cold. 18 will be, 18, you can have a barbecue, I'm telling you.
Yeah, okay, you can have a barbecue at 10.
No, but
it's sunny.
No, but I mean 18, you can have a barbecue.
Sunroof?
Yes.
Roof down off completely.
Yes. I'd have to cut mine off.
Yeah,
I don't
need a tin opener.
But yes. Yes, you could.
Okay. We'll see how you're dressed next week then.
I'll have shorts on. Shorts on t-shirt. Okay.
4:38, big drive home for Tuesday the weekend. Ariana Grande, Die For You coming up, and we'll update the latest on the roads next. It's Lewis Capaldi.
Everything is pointless without you.
Everyone talking about a new documentary that's dropped on Netflix about his struggles with mental health and writing music. You've watched, haven't you? You've seen it.
I have, yeah.
Producer Tom's seen it. I've seen a bit of it. It's actually quite emotional and you've got to be in the right place to watch it. And after the Watford match was the only time I could have watched it. And I'd had enough.
Yeah, you'd had enough.
I'd had enough.
Yeah.
So I thought, I'm not going to delve into a Lewis Capaldi documentary right now.
No, but when you, honestly, watch it though. It's like, I know I said it the other day, but if you haven't watched it, give it a watch. I said to Tom about watching it over the week and he's watched it. And I just got a text from him.
What did you think, Tom?
It was amazing. It was really, really good.
It's so good because it's not just your average, oh, this is a singer, songwriter documentary. It's about his health struggles and obviously, you know, just recently come out with Tourette's and it's how he found out. Like, so he always thought he just suffered with, you know, something. He didn't know what it was.
Yeah, he didn't know what it was, yeah.
He's got anxiety and he's got a lot of these things that he's going through. And obviously I can sort of sympathise with the songwriting stuff. Like, there was so much pressure on him to write this new album because, obviously, the success of the first album was, you know, extraordinary. And But they're putting him in situations that he doesn't want to be in, because he writes the songs from his soul. And now they're
shoving... And does that turn up the Tourette's and the tics?
Well, yeah,
that...
because they're shoving him in with... And this is not a spoiler, this is just a little a glimpse, and it's in the trailer. You know, they're shoving him in with other writers and producers, and he's like, well, hang on, this is not how I write, but he doesn't want to fight it because he's got to get the album out, you know, so it's a really good watch.
I promise I'll watch it this week, definitely. Right, news and travel coming up next at 5. Get your way home in Essex for a Tuesday on the Big Drive Home with Lizzo at about damn time.
Arsenal's pivotal Premier League match against Chelsea has been pushed back 3 days. The Met Police has amended the date from Saturday night to the 2nd of May on safety grounds. The decision has been criticised by the Football Supporters Association.
And Scott.
Yeah. Now, I've just looked into this a little bit, Stevie, right? So I'm thinking it's because their Palace are playing West Ham at 12:30 on that day. And then you've also got Brentford playing at 3:00.
Who are they playing?
They are playing Forest.
Okay, so you got that's three London clubs, plus yours is an all London Arsenal.
Yeah, yeah. I just think it's a policing
issue.
And
it's also the week before the coronation.
Oh.
Yeah,
that'd be probably checking stuff and everything.
Yeah, and then you go into the Sunday, and it's Fulham playing at home against Man City. So, yeah, another London club. So,
yeah.
I just think I'm actually quite happy about it. I'll tell you why, because it means, because we play the week before, we play City on the Wednesday, gives us a little break before we play Chelsea. So, I'm quite happy with it.
Oh.
Quite happy.
Thanks. It's actually falling into Arsenal's favour more than Man City, because they've got to play on the Sunday.
Yeah.
It does work out quite well for us.
Weather. A wet and windy night in store, and over the wee small hours it will turn dry with lows of 5 degrees. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
How is the bird flu's on the way out now?
Yes.
That's been a couple of years, isn't it?
It's been, what are we on, April? It's been about 18 months.
Why didn't they put the birds on lockdown, make them stay in, wear masks?
Well, they did put them in lockdown. They put them all in sheds. but there's quite a lot of farms around Essex.
This is
great news.
Yeah, it is. We were talking about it a couple of weeks ago, and the problem is when it's obviously wildlife, you can't control, you know, you can't say no one goes out because there are still birds flying around everywhere. But actually, the fact is, I saw it on the news this morning, the fact is, it seems to be on the way out. That's good news.
Sorry, Steve, I know you're going to say something intelligent. I'm not. they did try and do the masks, Chris, but sharp beaks kept on poking through them.
Yeah.
Stevie, intelligence, go.
No, I was just going to say, I saw a woman in Greggs having a meltdown because of the lack of free-range eggs, so whoever she is, I hope you're hearing this.
Essex. Are you ready for Friday payday? £1,000 Friday payday is coming now. The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
Drive all night. Here we go.
Radio Essex.
Right then, 1 hour left. Big Drive Home is on. Thank you for having us on. Whatever you're up to, maybe in the Easter holidays, maybe with the kids, maybe you're just coming back from work. Whatever you're doing, we'll keep you going with the tunes. Latto on the way after Tom Grennan.
Listening to Radio Essex.
It's Radio Essex. Generally dry, a bit chilly tonight, down to 4 degrees. A bit of wind around tomorrow. Some isolated showers. Mainly sunny though. Highs tomorrow 11 degrees. Then Thursday looking amazing. And then into next week, summer's back. 18 degrees, sunshine, and yeah. About the last 6 months.
Well, I was saying, wasn't I? I was saying that 18, I'd have shorts on. Hope Marie. As she said, she's actually given me like a little update. She said 14 degrees without much wind, defo shorts.
Okay.
If it's windy / raining at 14, then 16
plus
for shorts. Anything above 18, sunbathing, even if it's raining.
Thanks, Home Marie.
So I feel I'm going to go with exactly that.
Well, if you're listening to this now on the podcast, it'll be nighttime if you're listening to it on Tuesday. But it could be, well, I mean, I listened to last week's shows. They come up on my feed, I think, today. So I was listening to Wednesday's show, turned up on my iPhone. I was like, oh, this is weird.
Yeah. Yeah, I was listening to one the other day on a plane on my own. And you said something, I can't remember what, you said something that really made me tickle. And I laughed out loud on a plane. And then I thought...
So if somebody says, like, the air steward or stewardess comes over and says, Oh, just out of interest, what are you listening to?
I would.
It looked be really funny. You go, me?
No.
Just me and my mate.
I would have lied. I would have said I'm listening to...
Another podcast.
Another podcast, yeah. I wouldn't have said, oh, just listening to...
This is me and my mate.
Just listening to yesterday's live show. But it is funny.
If you haven't seen the podcast, that's easy to download. You can do that now, wherever you get your podcasts from, by searching for Radio Essex, and you can have us wherever you want. Podcasting, all the ads gone, all the travel and the news and the music gone, all the good bits gone, and we just leave this bit where we're just chatting.
Yeah, it's good though.
You can download that by searching Radio Essex. 13 minutes after 5, big drive home for Tuesday. On tonight's show goes out, we finish at 6, it's podcasting at 7.
Yes.
It's that quick, thanks to Tom.
Well done, Tom.
Cheers. It's Radio Essex, Sabrina Carpenter and Nonsense. Before that, Latto and Big Energy. Latto's eating and sleeping in the studio at the moment. Not here, in her studio.
I was going to say, is she? Where?
No, her studio where she's working. During a recent interview, she said she confirmed that she's got new music about to drop. She said, I've been in the studio every day, eating, sleeping in the studio. New music on the way. She smiled. Bigger, better visuals, more versatility, more bars, more punchlines, more TikTok, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I'd imagine so.
And she says, baby, the pen works. So she's writing pen is just, she's flowing.
It's flowing.
Flowing with the hits. More Latto coming very soon. Right, 60 minutes after 5, big drive home in the Easter break. Niall Horan on the way. A to Z Music is back next week. We forgot this week's a 4-day week as well. So
there's no point doing it.
We'll do it next week. And actually, everyone's back at work next week and it feels normal to do it next week. Did you want to do anything this week instead?
No one's going to complain if we just play the music.
Yeah, that's true. We could just play the hits.
And then we have a little chat.
We could do a title fight about something else if we wanted to. I just don't know if we need to.
Why don't we ask the audience?
Do you want to do anything else, audience?
Or do you just want us to talk a bit?
We should ask them.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you want to do? It's your show. We haven't planned anything, obviously, so we can either just play the hits and do this talky bit we do, or we could have... I'm just going to throw it out there. Battle of the boy bands. If we wanted
what?
To.
No, what? No.
If we wanted to. Battle of the 90s. Battle of the noughties. We could have a battle of some description. I like a battle. I like the choosing of tunes and then the last song before 6.
There is such, like, let's see what, I mean, you've said.
You don't like Battle of the boy bands? We can exclude 5 so you don't feel threatened. By E17.
I would not feel threatened by E17. And they're my friends, but come on.
I'd
be threatened by Backstreet Boys.
New Kids. Yeah.
I wouldn't even be threatened by New Kids.
Okay, 81400, put the word Essex in the front of your message. Deb said, we could just send you random pictures of potholes. Which, she's like, that's not a pothole.
That's a
crater.
It is a pothole, though.
It's got giraffes in it.
Yeah, no, someone did go round putting ducks in, I remember this, like a while back, someone was going round to the potholes and putting floating ducks in them.
Rod Stewart fills them up as well in Essex, doesn't he?
He does.
He fixes potholes. There was another guy putting pot noodles into potholes. That was last week.
Okay.
He was using big pot noodles to do that.
Oh, do you know what? We could just do random facts. This is something I see the other day.
Yeah.
So you know you get a pot noodle.
Yeah.
And then you get a king-size pot noodle.
Yes.
Which is bigger, because it's king-size.
King-size.
And it costs more money. Same amount in it.
No, it's not.
Yes, there is.
Can't be.
Same amount in it.
What?
I've seen it on TikTok. It must be true.
Oh, right.
No, there is.
It's like talking to my kids.
I've seen
it on TikTok.
So a guy, he got a pot noodle.
Yeah.
And a king-size pot noodle.
Yeah.
He took the contents out of both.
Yeah.
And weighed them separately.
Yeah.
Exactly the same.
Oh, wow.
No, exactly the same. No, it's true.
It's literally like talking to Sam.
Okay, but do you not get the fact that you're paying...
They can't possibly be the same.
They can't possibly be. They are. There's a gap at the bottom of it, right?
But you'd get into trouble if you did that.
Well, they probably will. It's the same. Same amount of...
What about water? You put more water in it?
I don't think
so. Maybe it's a thicker noodle base.
No. Right, okay.
Is there anyone in the shop?
Let
me just confer. Let me ask the audience.
Okay.
Is there anyone in a shop now that has access to king size pot noodle and normal size pot noodle and a couple of mugs or something to fill it? Because I can't. That can't be true.
I've seen this. Now, it could possibly be fake, but I doubt it. Right.
So there's nothing fake on TikTok.
No, this guy he opened a pot noodle.
Yeah.
He opened, it was chicken flavour, whatever. That's irrelevant. he opened one, he opened the other. He poured the contents of one into a bowl and the other into a bowl. He weighed both of them and they were exactly the same weight.
Oh, I'm gobsmacked if that's true.
Well, that's...
I don't know how they would get away with that.
Well, what they're doing is they're just... It's marketing, isn't it? They're just making a bigger one, cost it more, and then what they're saying is... So he cut open the bottom of it, and there you go. I've got someone's message now.
Deb says, pot noodle, chicken and mushroom, 90 grams. King size, 114 grams.
Yeah, but...
They weigh the same, though.
but it's not... Obviously,
it's heavier.
Yeah, because the pot's heavier. No, take the contents out.
It's got more stuff in it.
No, it isn't. It can't be. It is.
Are you telling me your album King Size didn't have more songs than other people's albums?
No.
Oh, is it the same?
Yeah, same.
Weighed the same?
Yeah, yeah.
Shocked. It's Radio Essex, Calvin Harris, Dua Lipa, Potion 530. Hey, Dua Essex. Chris and Scott, the big drive home. The Easter holiday special.
Yeah.
It's different, isn't it?
It is different.
Yeah. No one's wanting us to do a title fight. Somebody said we should do a battle of the boy bands, maybe British boy bands versus American boy bands.
Yeah.
Because Essex is the greatest, biggest county in the world.
Yeah, yes.
So that would work. Thank you, Aretha. I think we just play the hits.
Someone else said just play the 5 megamix. No, don't be.
How long's that?
13 minutes.
Is it? We should end the show with the 5 megamix every night. We'd be on the 127 by the time the show finishes.
I mean,
should definitely do that.
I'm up for that.
Yeah, you would love that.
I'll be making money. I'll be making money whilst making money whilst going home.
Yeah, it'd be good. On the end of the show, we'll still keep that though. So if you want to end the show tonight, there are ways of doing that, and that is the only way to do it is there's a way to do that. Get yourself onto the app. And you can send us a voice note and you need to say Tuesday, completed it, mate, in any style you want. That was kind of a little bit Coronation Street meets EastEnders, wasn't it?
It was a little bit.
It was friendly Tuesday, completed it, mate.
You could say bank holiday weekend is Tuesday, completed it, mate.
If you wanted
something
to.
Like that.
If you wanted to.
You could keep it generic. It doesn't matter.
But it has to say the words Tuesday, completed it, mate, in there. And we don't want completed it, darling. Completed it, honey.
No.
Completed it, geezers.
Mate.
The words are Tuesday, completed it, mate. Get those words into it in that order. Do we like frill it up a little bit at the front if you want?
Yeah.
Froth it up. It's not a problem. Ad lib, if you want to go off, if you want to go off script.
A little bit, but say them words in there at some point somewhere. Otherwise, we'll critique you.
Yeah, and it just doesn't sound right either.
No, it doesn't.
When you get somebody coming on going, Tuesday, we've done it, everybody. It's like, whoa, it makes me feel a bit shuddery inside.
I don't like it. I get mad.
It needs to say, Tuesday, completed it, mate. Send it through on the voice note. You can do that via the app. If you haven't got the app, but download it wherever you get your apps from. Just search for Radio Essex and you can send voice notes through there on the message button. Right, it's Chris and Scott Tuesday with Keon the Crow. Here's I'll Be Waiting. It's Radio Essex, Sigala, Mae Muller, Katie Baser, and Feels So Good. Mae Muller, of course, off of Eurovision, which I think is in about a month's time. It's not long away, is it?
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's coming soon. 20 to 6, a couple of texts saying, Chris, why do you talk to people like they're idiots? It's very easy. You just have to say Tuesday completed, mate. You go on far too long about it. You'd think, wouldn't you?
You'd think it was
quite straightforward to say the words Tuesday completed it, mate.
We get so many ones that are wrong. I know Chris is going to
show you. Now drop the bomb.
Oh, is that the end of...
Oi, Tuesday, completed your mate.
So it's not the right word.
And then he says...
Drop the bomb.
At the end. Right. JJ.
Which would actually work, because then you go, now drop the bomb, and you go, that's all we got time for, whatever the jingle says. So actually, that would work. That's actually quite a nice addition, JJ.
Yeah, but...
You got
completed
the words wrong.
Mate.
It's like, completed it, mate.
Yeah, I mean, I know we're being picky, but...
It's not, are we? Is that the words? Are we being picky? Like, are we being picky?
No, because...
Were up on stage, right, and you're there, keep on going forward, people are going, no, just keep on moving. You can't say a word. That wouldn't be right.
No, it wouldn't be right. It wouldn't be right. You're correct.
So the words are, Tuesday, completed it, mate.
And we've even said, like, expand on it.
Yeah.
But don't take away from it.
Yeah, expand on it. Don't change it.
Yeah. I mean, I probably haven't got time. JJ, think about what you've done.
He has got time. Aretha's got a good one in there.
Yeah, yeah.
And that
do it again. Do it again, JJ. I dare you.
Send a voice note through. Tuesday completed, mate, in any style you want. Just
add your bomb bit if you want. Add it.
You can do the end bit. But just get the words right. Come on. It's 20 to 6. Big drive home. It's Chris and Scott for a Tuesday completed, mate. Ray coming up with Escapism. Let's get Becky Hill on as well. I'm surprised she's getting an appointment. What time's she ringing?
Symptoms doctor.
5 to 8.
She must be on for a whole hour every day.
Yeah.
She is all the time.
And they go, hello, Dr. Surgery, how can I help you?
She goes, hello, Dr. Doctor. I got some symptoms, doctor. I really need a doctor.
Joe Kinch is in the studio. Are we studio one in here?
I'd call it Studio 1.
Do you know what really annoys me in this building?
Studio 1.
It's when people call them Studio 1 and Studio 2. I haven't got a clue. Our engineer does it all the time. I go, oh, the faders don't work. Nothing works. And he goes, Studio 1 or Studio 2A? And I'm like, Studio. The one that I work in, obviously.
Well, you know what I would say?
What would you say?
I would say, doesn't matter. None of them work. I'd say that. I'd say, fix them both.
What's Stevie's studio? Studio 3.
3.
No, see, that jars me a bit.
It's
so
weird.
This is 1, that one's 3, and the one behind it's 2.
Yeah, I'll tell you what.
So really, it goes 1, 3, 2.
I'll tell you what's really weird is when you walk in, you've got like 1.
Stevie's at the window going, am I in 3? I didn't know that. It's the new studio.
Don't they say it on the door, don't they?
Yeah. Open the door?
Yeah,
what is it?
I'm sure it does, Chris.
Studio 1.
Studio 1.
Oh, we've arrived. It's Studio 1. Stevie's only in Studio 3. It's like 2 doors away. We have to go and knock for him. Have you got any milk?
You're coming out. There'll be no milk.
No milk delivery.
No milk.
No.
And then Studio 2 is right at the back of the room, which is where we do a lot of recording and podcasting.
Podcasting, yeah.
The UK Hot 40 Countdown comes from there.
Does it?
Yeah. It does, yeah.
Specialist studio.
You should do that next week. You should go, this is the Hot 40 from Studio 2.
Yeah, but we go out across the world.
Studio 2.
Although we're Essex's biggest county in the world.
Yeah.
The person closing the show tonight is from Essex's the biggest county in the world.
From America.
America in Essex.
Yes.
I got told by Tom on the way in that you want to talk about Arsenal.
No, I don't want to talk about that. I don't like Tom.
I got briefed when I come in. He's like, Scott really wants to talk about Arsenal. As you can hear, my voice is a little bit...
You were shouting, were you, as a Liverpool fan?
I was screaming. Absolutely.
Did you two text
screaming.
Each other? Was there any communication between the two of you?
No, because if I'd have got a text, I'd have been very upset. I didn't text you. I don't do the...
No, I know you don't. You're very good at that.
Yeah. No, nor do I.
Because, typical example, say I text him at 2-0 up, going,
What
do I get back? Exactly what I would have deserved.
Yeah.
But, no, they say it's a game of two halves, and it really was.
Mm.
Liverpool were woeful, would you agree? Woeful in the first half, and Arsenal were abysmal in the second. So, woeful and abysmal. There you go.
Excellent, sounds good. Bearing in mind I'm a Watford fan.
How did the Watford game go?
Yeah.
It was
I see what I was watching. I was watching the Wrexham one.
I started to.
That was really
during
good.
The Watford game when we were 2-0 up and I was like, oh, and then it went 2-1, then 2-on. I was thinking, oh, I'll probably watch the Wrexham game now.
It was kind of weird to have like a National League game in HD on BT Sport 1. I was a bit like, what?
Do you know what? It's so, lots of people are talking about it, but it's so bad that there's not automatic promotion for two clubs in that league.
It's
ridiculous.
To be that good.
To be Notts County
and
to possibly have to face a playoff and play somebody that's about 30 points lower than you.
Yeah.
Is crazy.
When you've worked all season.
Yeah. Anyway, Talk Sport.
Talk Sport.
Jack, what's your name? Dave. Dave's coming up next.
Wow.
He's got all the hits.
He used to have, didn't he?
He's better than JoJo on the radio, I guess.
Joe's on the way next.
Joe Kinch is on
the radio next. And he will entertain you throughout the evening, whatever your plans are.
He's staying up past his bedtime to do the show.
Yeah.
Aren't you?
Yep.
There's some milk and biscuits at about
hot 7 at
Mum
7.
Mum comes in, tucks him
cookies
in.
And milk.
Hot 7 at 7 coming up at 7. 8 o'clock is story time. And then
story time with Joe Kinch.
It's little story, bedtime stories with Joe at 8, where a famous person comes in and reads a bedtime story to Joe. And then 9 o'clock, we're off air until 10 o'clock when somebody comes in and wakes him up.
Yeah, wakes him up.
Pretty much how the show rolls.
Go home now, Joe. And he's
yeah,
just,
Lauren comes in. She's yeah. like, come on, get out.
Seems good. Right, you're on after Jay-Z and Alicia Keys. Have a good show.
Thank
Chris
you.
And Scott, weekdays from 3. And it's live.
Hey to the biggest county in the world, Essex. Tuesday, completed a mate.
It's time for the Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. In communication.